Yeah, next on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, WOOC producer Brenda Miller speaks with RPI junior Maya Sanders. Maya is a student in the Sustainability Studies program and a new intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media.
What are sustainability studies, and what is the focus of your research?
So at RPI, sustainability studies is a humanities kind of background to science. And so you have a lot of free space to work with that. Usually people focus on some life science and then bring in a technical background. For me, I'm more focused on ecology with a social science background, less technical. And my research, on that note, is a ethnographic case study on the Sanctuary of Independent Media and their work in building Troy's first community science center.
That is very exciting. How did you get into sustainability studies?
That's a very funny story. I came into RPI and did three majors before I got to this one. And the baseline of that process was that I'm really into STEM and specifically like the environment. And I wasn't really sure how to bring in like the rest of that technical portion to it or keep the science well, focusing on people and how they interact with the environment. And so after a lot of trial and error, I found this one, and the department works for me, the field works for me, and I'm in love with it.
So as a Nature Lab intern, that stands for North Troy Art, Technology, and Urban Research in Ecology, you're going to be helping us develop a citizen science center, a community science center in Troy. Why are you interested in this kind of pioneering work of building a science center in Troy?
So growing up for me personally, I found science through my very niche interest in media and having my grandfather give me Nat Geo magazines when I was 11, and just generally being a curious child and finding this area of life that embraces curiosity. But I know for most people, with my background from like an urban area like Brooklyn, it's a lot harder to have access to those things. And especially in Troy, where there's RPI, which is a major institution with all these STEM resources, I think it's really important to bring that STEM back to the community that really needs it. And so I see an opportunity to do that here, and I wanted to get involved.
It's so important to build that bridge between academe and our surrounding community, especially in a place like North Troy, which is in the shadow of RPI. When you talk about doing an ethnographic study of the sanctuary, I know that this summer you were the Uptown summer intern focusing on grassroots science.
Yes.
What did you learn in broad strokes that would apply to your ethnographic study so far?
I think the most important thing that I can take from the summer to bring to the fall would be that oftentimes we, as in the people who are like part of the sanctuary or doing the field work, start off with intentions and ideas that are good. But sometimes we don't know how to execute those things. And from the community's aspect, people that we're trying to affect, they have a different perspective, and sometimes our good intentions don't always fall where we want them to. And so trying to have that community voice and keep that sustained throughout the process is really what I'm interested in. And I think that's the main thing I took from the summer.
And could you share some of the personal relationships that you developed with the youth who you worked with this summer and how that added to your insights?
Yeah, I didn't even know how much I like working with teens and in general teaching people about these things I'm passionate about. But I think I worked with a lot of kids from Troy High School and like North Troy who are in like their junior and senior years of high school. And I think those are some of the most beautiful connections I've made since I've been at RPI and Troy in general. And it's good to see them around sometimes.
And what do you see as some of the biggest environmental challenges that our communities, especially economically disadvantaged communities and communities of color, what are some of the biggest challenges that these communities face as we move into the future?
I think being overlooked is the biggest issue. A lot of times when it comes to environmental racism and injustice, people who are in these urban environments or whatever get the back end of the pollution stroke. And so in a lot of, in the face of development and pushing forward technologies, someone somewhere has to have that trash. Someone has to face that waste. Odd rhyme. But oftentimes it ends up being the urban population. And so finding a way to be heard and get that voice out and talk about, like, hey, you can't dump here, or, you know, you did 30 years ago, and, like, now everyone here has cancer, can you help us, kind of thing. Like, getting those voices and stories out there and getting that help that we need is the most important thing moving forward.
So I think you're talking about something that seems very intersectional, connecting science, technology, and media, and creativity, and communications. How do you hope that a grassroots community center could help in the struggle?
So the most important thing that that sort of place can do is offer tools and training. And so you never really know how permanent your place or anyone's place in this world can be. So if you're teaching someone how to do something or giving them that skill set, they can go on and teach others. And not only that, but they can begin to produce their own. So the weight of the work is not only on you anymore, and you're also uplifting a community through that work as well.
So as a junior doing this research, helping with grassroots science in Troy, New York, how do you hope that this builds a foundation for your own self to make a difference in this world as you move into the future?
I think this is the beginning of me exploring what I want to do further. I've already decided from the summer that I want to do grad school. And so this is helping me figure out, like, what exactly I want to research during that time. And it also helped me figure out that I want to work for some kind of nonprofit in the future as well. So
that's great. Do you have any final words of wisdom or anything else you want to say?
Stop using plastic and don't pollute.
Thank you so much, Maya.
Of course.
That was WOOC producer Brenda Miller speaking with RPI junior Maya Sanders. Maya is a student in the Sustainability Studies program and a new intern at the Sanctuary for Independent Media.
That concludes our show. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. I'm H. Bosch Jr.
And I'm Corinne Carey. Remember to turn back in tomorrow and every weekday at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., and 6 p.m. to get your daily dose of local news. You can also get that dose through our Hudson Mohawk Magazine podcast and Facebook page. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 p.m. weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.
As a reminder, WOOC 105.3 is produced by local volunteers.